Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, girl, how you doing this bright summer day?
Oh, beautiful. We went for a bike ride and went to his company picnic for a couple hours, and it's just beautiful out here today.
Wow. So you're lucky. One of the few states that has decent weather.
Well, we had some pretty rainy weather yesterday, which was good. We needed it. But it was pretty bad yesterday. But today it's in and out of clouds, and it's just so perfect. The humidity level is down, and because it's been so excruciatingly hot. I can't ever imagine them having another summer that was this hot. It was like Florida. But we've cooled down a little bit into the mid-low 80s, so it's perfect.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, when I went to book the show for this week and stuff, I couldn't believe the beautiful grand trine in the heavens that's going on with the lights and retrograde Mercury and Uranus, and it is just all fired up here.
It is. Expect sudden changes. Definitely enlightenment and awakenment. It's just a great empowering time to go back and really find something that you dropped a long time ago and you're picking it up now for some reason. The reason is the heavens are giving you a grand trine to say, go ahead and do it. The skies are clear. Go do that.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And there can be some surprises. We've had some thunderstorms yesterday where kind of came in out of the blue with no warning.
That can happen during this time.
But I like the way this chart looks today. And it's wonderful because Venus is also trine to Saturn. So it's a time to really appreciate your parents, your mentors in this life. And maybe drop them a note, give them a call, you know. Spend time talking about them if they're not present, that type of thing. And I tell you what, the thing I love the best is this Mercury retrograde in Leo. People are really thinking about loving and being loved. And with this trine, they're going to see more, I think, of the positive than the negative. Because a lot of times you think, oh, what am I going to do? I don't have enough friends. I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have a girlfriend, whatever it might be. And now we're seeing people looking more at the possibilities of becoming happy again. Okay, maybe not being able to do it immediately, but setting their sights that way.
Absolutely, especially today, one of the beautiful things is that the sun is conjunct that Mercury retrograde, and the sun is in its natural placement in Leo, and so it really gives that empowering to the soul, the inner self, and really seeing the beauty and loving the beauty of the inner self.
Absolutely. Now, with Jupiter in Gemini opposing the Moon in Sag, people can have more than one option of where to spend their time, whether it's with friends or who they'd like to really date or what they plan to do for the next day or so, too, coming up. So there can be options that are going to present themselves, which is all good, with Jupiter being the greater benefit of the zodiac, which is nice. So these are just signs that are up there for us to take a look at and say, wow, there's always new possibilities around every corner.
Yes, and especially with this Uranus grand trine, it can happen in a split second right now. That's the beautiful thing about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there is. Well, we've already got a bunch of callers on hold here, so I suppose we should probably take some callers.
Let's go.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
how you doing?
Good, it's Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. How are you? Where are you?
I'm still out here with Shania.
Uh-huh. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. All right, are you enjoying the ocean?
I've got in at once so far.
Only once?
Yeah, we're at a friend's house about 15 minutes, 20 minutes from there.
Uh-huh.
so I haven't been had a chance to get in it much.
Uh-huh. So what question did you have for us tonight?
Well, I was going to ask, what do I need to know?
What do you need to know?
You know, the first thing that stood out on your chart, if you're going to ask that, I'm going to answer it this way. Because the first thing that stood out in your chart to me when I looked at it is Jupiter is kissing your Mars. Okay? So everything in your life at this point in time is for your greater benefit. Okay? I have to say that there's a lot of information at this point in time that you're receiving. But you're here to really follow your public image and be that nurturing image that you are. I know that sometimes that Mercury in Cancer gets caught up in the sorrow of things or in the sadness of things. But your greatest gift is being given to the creativeness and being open to that creativeness of the spirit and of the truth of living in the present and living in the now and really saying, this, there's a purpose for this, and I'm going to find that purpose for this of what the positive piece of this is. Because Mercury is right on your north node, so you're being called to intuitively or this, to have a stronger connection with the spirit of communication, of, you know, open more open line of communication with it right now. So that's how I'm going to answer that question since you asked it that way.
Okay.
And the nice thing is, too, Venus is kissing your sun today, which means that you'll be communicating with women like me and Jacqueline who care about you. And also, Saturn is sitting on your Pluto, which means that right now this is a time when you can be a very, very important mentor, very, very important strength, okay, for people that you
absolutely
care about.
Absolutely.
So you got some nice things lining up in your chart, Danielle. So whatever you're doing, it looks like you're doing a good job.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to say that. This is a natural talent of yours to be able to have that strength right now to help others. And you've got it. And you just got to go with the flow of it. Again, that's what I said. Be careful about getting caught up in the sorrows of things or in the sadness of things or in the injustice of things because you're going to be the one to be that strength, which is great. You've got it. And so just follow that path and you'll be fine.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Well, just to let you know that I love you and Janaea, and you've been in my thoughts and prayers, and I'm keeping that little candle in my heart burning for you every moment, okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too.
So sweet. It's wonderful when two soul sisters just kind of come together and really help each other when there's a crisis, and that's what's been going on there, and we are blessing them and wanting the very best as far as the outcome.
Absolutely. That's a great thing to have, that soul-sister connection.
It is. It's rare in this world today, but I'm seeing more and more of it in my community here. Of course, people here in Roanoke, they're just, it's such an eclectic community. The people here are surprising to me. They're just so awake, many of them. It's just, I'm so blessed to live here. I really am. Ready for our next caller?
All right.
All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi. My name is Woody.
Hi, Woody. How you doing tonight?
Fine, how are you?
Great, great. What can we do for you?
I'd like to see what's on my chart for career or relationship.
What's your birthday?
10/10/80.
Yeah, okay.
And do you know what time you were born?
Okay. 12:25 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Stamford, Connecticut.
Do you still live there?
Stamford, Connecticut.
Do you still live there?
I live in Stratford, Connecticut now.
Got it.
Yeah.
So are you currently employed?
Yes, I am.
Are you happy there?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a teacher right now, assistant, and I'm pursuing a career in music right now.
Awesome. Awesome. I love the music
part. I like
part.
The music thing.
I was going to say, I wonder if he teaches music. Aha, there we are. Okay. Great.
You'd be great at teaching music. You definitely are.
Do you want to travel the world? Is that the case?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Uranus is in your ninth house right now, transiting there, and you want to be an international phenomenon, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. That is great. Well, Uranus is going to be retrograde for a little while. When do you plan your launch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a band, or do you play something solo?
I write and my partner's thing.
Great. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Are you performing locally?
Sorry.
What I
saw here was an interesting thing as far as the writing is concerned at this point in time, and I really think it's greatly to your benefit. I would like to see some of your music be put in some producer's hands to have somebody else sing it or be out in the public with it. Okay, I think it would work better for you, and I really think that would be a good thing for you to have some kind of connection like that. And I think right now the public is to your advantage in getting it out right now.
Okay, I still have this specific person in mind. I don't know, I was drawn to this particular person named Pierre Marie. Do you see any possibility with that?
Do you know their birthday?
Pierre Marie. Hello.
Do you have their birthday?
The person's birthday?
Yes.
Yeah.
December 2nd, 87.
And do you know what time she was born? I'm sorry, what time was she born?
I don't know.
Okay, and what city was she born in?
Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan. All right.
Okay.
Wow, there's definitely some nice planetary hits here, Woody.
Okay.
Yeah. Saturn sits on your Neptune, so she could actually give form and order to your imagination and creativity. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she's an artist.
Yeah, her Mercury sits on your Mars, too, so the communication sometimes can just be wordless. You can have a natural telepathic relationship. You know, her Pluto sits on your Mercury. There's a deep understanding that's almost surreal. I mean, it's amazing. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, and there is a one thing about this is that she is a lot more independent than what you'd like to see, okay? And sometimes you have to balance her out with that, okay? Sometimes you have to let her fly, and sometimes you have to pull her back in. But here, I got to say, this is a great opportunity for a relationship for both of you two. Again, I think Aphrodite is correct with her helping with your career. Both of you two have a very creative attribute to each other, and you really enhance each other's creativity, which is just such a beautiful thing. I mean, both of you two are like magicians. You can transform and change things together. and bounce things off of each other, okay? However, I'm going to say one thing because I have a Mercury in Scorpio as well as both of you two do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes both of you can say things that you don't mean that can be very hurtful to the other one, okay? And it's not meant to do that, but you get yourself wrapped up in it, and you know, and an assumption is made, and an argument is done over things. There's a really good trick with that, is the two of you, when you hear something that you take offensively from the other one, is to say, what did you mean by that, or how did you come to that conclusion? Stop them in their tracks at that point in time, and you'll find it will be an innocent mistake on a judgment. And that's for both of you two, as far as something that I really think strongly the two of you do, because I think that's really the core of your issues, is sometimes the communication is really not in the right place, even though it may be well-intended, it comes out in a very poor manner.
I would like to work with this person. Somewhere last year, this video on YouTube caught my attention, and I'm like, wow, I'd like to work with this person and collaborate with that person. I just felt something, like, I felt like a connection.
Absolutely, I agree. Couldn't agree more.
Oh, yeah. There's such a strong connection here.
Oh, okay, yep. So you see me working with this person, meeting this person?
Yes.
Oh,
I think
okay.
If you basically take the appropriate steps, it's going to come together because just, it, like Jacqueline said, it's almost like magic. I think you're being led in the right direction with your own spiritual stuff. I would go for it, okay? And keep us posted, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye. Wow, what a lineup of energy there.
Absolutely. Wow.
Mhm. Loving that.
Yeah, that's
all right, you ready for the next caller? We've got a couple people that have been holding on for a half an hour already. I can't believe this.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty neat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's help them out.
This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is, excuse me, I've got a cloak in my throat. My name is Rosemary. My birthday is the 17th of January, 1950. I was born at 8 o'clock in the morning. I was born in England in Exeter, Devonshire.
What city in England?
It's the capital of Devon, Exeter. It's in the southwest England.
Uh-huh. Can you spell it for me?
It's E-X-E-T-E-R.
And where do you live now?
Clearwater, Florida.
Where in Florida?
Clearwater.
Clearwater.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's very hot. It's very hot today.
Oh, yeah. Goes with the territory, doesn't it?
Yep.
So what question did you have for us today?
I wanted to know if you saw in my chart any surprises coming up. In business-wise, I'm expecting to go out of state or to go on a trip coming up soon or a move of some sort out of state next year. Do you see that in my chart?
All right, let's take a look.
Thank you.
Because of a business opportunity?
Yes.
Now, how long have you lived in Clearwater?
I'm going to say in Pinellas County, probably be about 7 or 8 years or so.
Okay. Well, normally to make a long distance move or relocation, you need to have, in order to facilitate it, it's best if you have a planet that's transiting through your ninth house. Now, of course, your ninth house in England is very different than your ninth house in Clearwater, okay, because it's a different energy grid. And now, would you be doing this relocation with other people? To be connected to
I've been here about 33 years, and I've lived I lived in California. I lived in St. Pete and Tampa, and now I'm back in Clearwater again.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Great. For some reason, I'm not sure it would be next year. I'm thinking it would be the following year.
Absolutely. That's what I was just looking at. It's about 2.5 years away before you can move, and I do feel that Florida is not the long-term place for you. I do feel that you've learned some interesting lessons there, and but I think you've grown beyond it at this point in time. You need something with mountains around you.
Yeah, but I really love the ocean. See, I have to be near water. I just love the ocean. Do you see me flying out anywhere in August, in this coming month?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's probably back to a place you've already seen, because the Mercury retrograde, if you go before the 8th, if you go after the 8th, it could be someplace brand new.
Okay. Well, I haven't planned it, but I'm expecting to hear something for me to probably go out west somewhere.
Great. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it will be. It would be. But I like where I live, and I'm not up for moving anytime soon, but I'm told I will, but that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, you're almost done with Florida, about 2.5 more years.
Yeah, even that seems too long to me.
Right. Maybe if you can travel in between, it can take some of the pressure off for you, too.
And again, that maybe you should think about something in the mountains. I know you love the ocean, but there could be some compromises with being close to the ocean and mountains as well. I mean, look at Northern California that has huge mountains right next to the ocean. So you have different options is what I'm trying to say, and I think that's what the 2.5 years is keeping you there for, is to really get you to understand what's the best place for you next.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, but I'm not going with anybody. I mean, I think I'm not interested in any kind of romantic anything right now. And I think that maybe next year I'll be interested in somebody new, but right now I'm not interested in anybody.
Yes, I think next year you're going to be called to open up to intimacy, which you have been closing down for some time now. And I think that because of that, even the relationships that you already have are going to deepen, I guess, your friendships and things of that nature next year. And then the following year is when you launch again, because you have grown spiritually and emotionally in new ways, and you're ready to take on just about everything. I think you're going to be so courageous in 14. It's unbelievable.
Okay, that's really good. Thank you so much, ladies. I thought it might be difficult living in another country. You have to look for your book to see where it is, you know. Yeah. But thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Well, God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. And you too.
Bye. Bye-bye. Amazing chart. Very strong. Very strong person and very dedicated personality. I love that.
Strong humanitarian.
Yes. We have another call that looks like they might be from my old neck of the woods. Your snowbird neck of the woods. Are you ready?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi, girls. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. This is Lena from Boca Raton.
How's it going, girl?
It's going.
You're toughing through, are you?
I'm now staying in a hotel. My brother and my ex-husband has put me up in a hotel the past 4 days, so I don't know what my next journey will be. It's always interesting. It's always interesting to see where I'm going to wind up the next day.
You're on a wild adventure, aren't you, Lena? My goodness. Oh, good Lord.
I don't really think it's fun, though. It's not.
I know. But I think if you keep a positive attitude about it and ride the roller coaster, you'll end up stopping exactly where you need to be, so. At least for now you have a space to take your bearings. This is a good thing.
Yeah, but it's, you know, I don't know how they think you're paying for a hotel at $70 a night, you know. I mean, they don't. My cousin's mad at me right now, and so it's just, he goes from one extreme to the next.
here again, this gives you a place to really get some bearings for a couple of days, which is what you really need. You need to, you know, get out there, look, see what, and look and see what's there again. You know, see what's out there for you to be able to do. I really think the West Palm Beach situation that Aphrodite was talking about is really something that I think is a location that you could focus on still, even at this point in time. I know that there's sudden changes. I mean, Uranus is retrograde and it's conjunct your moon, so emotionally you're bouncing off the wall minute by minute. Okay. And here again, what it's teaching you is faith. Okay. And that faith has to come through there. So, okay, you've got a rest. You've got a few days. So let's take advantage of those few days and get a nice rest and get ourselves together and look at what we need to do.
Because I did have an interview a few days ago. It seemed very promising.
Great. Where was that at, Lena?
It was here on Boca Raton, but he interviewed me last year and he kept my resume.
Excellent. And what would you be doing? It's a new job. Did they hire you?
Like customer service, data entry,
great.
Stuff like that.
Good, because of all your Aquarian planets, that would be really good. That would be really good.
I mean, I've worked in insurance before, so, I mean, it's a very stable environment. Company's good, benefits. You know, I keep telling my ex-husband I'm going to get a job. All I need is 6 weeks of help. He doesn't really seem to believe me that I'm going to land a job and be able to get my student loan money. And you know, I keep telling him, please,
proof.
Please,
he does need proof. You're not giving him the proof. That's really the bottom line, is that he needs some kind of proof. And until he gets that proof, he's not going to do anything. If you get a job, I'll bet money he'll let you move in with him. Okay?
Really? Okay, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
You know, here again, he is mad at you, but he needs some kind of physical proof.
Yeah, I know he does. He's asking how much money. I know. I mean, he's asking how much money I was going to get in September, and I was reluctant to tell him how much because I owe him some money, so I'm just like, we always have money issues, problems between us.
Absolutely, I understand that. But he wants some physical proof because he doesn't think that you appreciate him for who he is, and he thinks that you owe him for that. So, and here again, you just got to go with the flow of it. Like I said, you have this little bit of a break. I strongly suggest you use it to find a job. I think that there's one out there that you can get.
It might even be the one you interviewed for, because right now Jupiter is trining your Saturn. Venus is trining your Jupiter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mars is lining up here too. So you're in a space right now where you could get that job.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed like he wanted to hire me, this guy. He told me within 2 weeks.
It looks pretty positive to me.
You know, so, I mean, I can't be sleeping in my car if I'm going to have a job every day.
Yeah.
And here again, I think you'll have more luck with your husband if you have a job.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm hoping, too. Once I get this offer, I can go to him and say, I have this offer and... You know, I have my money coming through. Just give me a place to sleep for 6 weeks, and I'll be out of there.
There you go. Well, I think you're working your plan, and I continue to work your plan, and I wouldn't put all your eggs in that basket because Mercury is retrograde right now until the 8th of August, but I think that, again, the possibilities here look very positive from what I'm seeing because these people are recontacting you. So I feel really good about this one.
Okay, well, let's hope the next time, the next few weeks, I'll have some positive news.
Well, I'm sure that, again, because of the Mercury retrograde, and it's kissing the sun right now, and it's going to be very close to the sun for the next few days, hopefully you'll hear something before next week. I'm hoping that you'll call us back in and let us know how it worked out.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I'm just hoping that, you know, my ex will really, you know, because he's so hostile to me. I don't know why. 20 text messages a day of hostility.
Yeah. Well, just keep working your plan and keep yourself as up as you can, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless.
Yes, brother.
pointed out to her last week, Jacqueline, you just live in the now and look at the opportunities as they're coming up and deal with them a day at a time until you can get where you're going.
Absolutely. This is a time for tough lessons, and sometimes you just have to focus on just this moment and just the privileges that you have at this moment and see where it leads you to.
Absolutely. All righty then. We have another caller. You ready?
I'm ready.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi, I forget.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What can we do for you tonight?
Like a reading.
You'd like a reading? Wow.
What's your birthday?
It's 9/18/56.
And what time were you born?
5:35 a.m.
Sounds familiar to me for some reason. And which city were you born in?
Cleveland, Ohio.
I'm real close to you.
Where are you?
Painesville.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You still live in Cleveland, don't you?
No, I'm in Cali.
Where?
San Diego,
that's right. I remember that now. Okay. Bada bing, bada boom. So what's your question for us tonight?
Like to know about career opportunities?
Career opportunities.
Because Jupiter's in my 10th house presently.
Well, actually, in the San Diego chart, Jupiter's transiting your 11th house of the light worker. I work for clubs, groups, organizations. They're humane. They're aspiring and elevating themselves towards the light. Does that sound right for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's looking good. Jupiter is squaring your moon. You know that, right?
No, I didn't. What's that all about?
Well, it's about you. Your moon's in Pisces, and when Jupiter's squaring your moon, it's really a good imagination stimulation.
Really? Okay. So that's a positive thing. I mean, you think, why do you have squared? Always associate negativity with them, but so it can be positive.
No, square
can be positive.
A square makes you meet the challenge. A square doesn't mean you can't. It means you must.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because nothing happens unless there's a square. If there's no challenge, then there's no victory. Okay, so there has to be.
So the challenge in this is this to come up with more creativity? That's a challenge?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
And creativity,
that's what I want to do. I'm open to that.
Absolutely you are. And, you know, the beautiful thing right now is, you know, your rising star in the San Diego chart is at 4 degrees of Leo. And the Sun and Mercury are both kissing it. And all that creative, dramatic talent, that ability to make presentation, that ability to be loved by other people and appreciated because of your energy and your storytelling and your poetic way of being is, like, right there where you want it right now.
Beautiful.
All you got to do is
now, what house is that in now? Is that the 11th or the 12th?
First house.
The Leo.
Yep.
What house?
You got 4 degrees of Leo on the ascendant. You've got Uranus on the ascendant, okay, which just means that there could be sudden opportunity of a very dramatic nature, and it is going to be like an epiphany of the heart.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jacqueline?
The grand trine works very well for you being out in the public.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying. Expect sudden surprises and changes. Live in the moment. Live in the now. Really be present. Get into that creative soul of yours right now. If anything, I don't care what else is happening. Get into that creativeness with you. You've got to bring it out. It's just great. It's going to be wonderful no matter what happens. That's going to be great that you bring it out because it will never go back in. It will be in the public.
Beautiful.
Great thing.
I just love this chart.
Great news.
What are you creating anyway? Tell us.
What did you say? I didn't hear what you
said. What are you creating? Tell us.
I'm in music as well, like a Woody.
I thought so, yeah, because of that nice Sag energy in your fifth. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Great. I think San Diego's a good place for you. I like the California timeline for you because you've got such nice fire rising, fire in the fifth house of the creative arts, And your moon is in Pisces in the 8th, which means you are going to take the time to do your spiritual stuff. You are going to be able to take a little bit of downtime in between. Because I think sometimes in the silence, you reposition yourself to take on the world the next day. And it's good for you. It's good for you.
Right. But I must ask you, Aphrodite, how do I relate to all this when I see Brand magazines, they talk about Jupiter being in the 10th and you saying it's in the 11th? What are they looking at?
Technically, it's in your 9th house. I've got to say, technically, in your natal chart, it's in your 9th house.
Mm-hmm. But see, when you move across the nation, when you move to a different time zone, what happens is the rising star on the east is different. So once you've lived in a place for 13 lunar months, it resets your biological clock. So, you know, you've got to realize the soul is eternal, okay? So no matter where you live on the planet, you're going to fulfill part of your destiny. But your destiny, the way it's going to unfold in San Diego, is different than how it would have unfolded in Ohio. Because your parts of destiny change, because most of those formulas are contingent on the rising star, the ascendant. And in this place,
so
it's really
if I called you today and from Ohio, living there and not having moved, you would have said Jupiter was in the 10th.
No, in the
9th.
I think whoever you're working with is using Vedic astrology, and I use Western astrology, Tropical Placidus, not Eastern astrology. And so,
yeah, but I am seeing Jupiter in his 10th house. And I'm using Tropical Placidus too, because it's 5:35 a.m., right?
Right.
Yeah. So I am seeing...
I have Jupiter in the first house, natally. Virgo rising.
Virgo rising, yes. And you have Jupiter in Virgo in the first house, yes. And in the Ohio chart, because Jupiter's in Gemini in the 10th house, again, that's not necessarily a bad placement either for you.
You still have
Jupiter and the Sun. I mean, Mercury and the Sun are kissing Uranus in this chart in the 11th house, which is good also. Now you have the ability to heal people through your music, and you see that clearly in your natal. But the way that you're going to do it will be redefined in San Diego. You never lose what you came in with. You just redefine it in a different way, because each house is a facet of your existence. And as you change the planets by relocating, it opens up new doors and windows for you to demonstrate your gifts.
But Aphrodite, what in the natal shows healing through music?
Because you have Uranus opposing Chiron on the 5th house, 6th house cusp. So it says that you would use the vibration of energy, light, and music in order to do something creative to help the public at large to serve humanity. It says that in your natal.
Great. Yep. That's never been explained to me. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome. That's fun. Beautiful. You have a great chart. And, of course, Virgos are notorious for their wonderful sense of rhythm. And with your north node in Sag, you know, you have this beautiful, you know, ability to, like, dance and move as well. And you can put a lot of your energy out there. It's very expansive energy.
Yes.
Well, listen, keep us posted. Let us know how things are going.
Thank you, Aphrodite. I appreciate it. May I stay on
you're
the
welcome.
Show and listen?
Oh, you certainly can. Okay, no problem. All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. All right, bye.
You too.
Great. Really wonderful. So anyway, that was a pretty good
anyway.
You want to take the next one? I've got a lineup here.
Sure, let's go.
All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay, pretty well, I guess. Yes, ma'am.
That's what we want. What's your name?
My name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. It's nice to talk to you tonight.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
September the 10th, 1960.
And do you know what time you were born?
It was 6:35 p.m.
P.m.?
Huh? Yes, ma'am.
And what city were you born in?
Thomasville, Georgia.
Now, do you still live there?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that Thomas or Fulton County? Go ahead, Jack. Which county?
What county do you live in?
It's Thomas Connie.
Got it. All right. Cool.
There's two in Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah, our computer knows more than we could ever know.
Yeah.
So what question do you have for us tonight, Melvin?
Basically, I'm trying to get back in school next month, and also I'm having some problems on my job.
Okay.
I work at night at a hospital.
Okay. All right.
But I'm trying to get back in school to finish up my degree. I only have like 8 classes remaining.
Wow,
I'm
close. Okay. Now, you wanted to get back in school this fall?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you wait till winter? Could you wait till January to do that, and it wouldn't upset the apple cart too much? Because I'm not seeing a lot of energy in your ninth house.
No.
Now, is it a community college, or is it a university? What kind of school are we looking at here?
It's a university.
Is it over money like grants or things like that that you need to go back to school?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
The situation that I see here in this period of time, and that's the reason why I went there, is that you're not getting noticed by the people for other people to get that money from other people, like grants or loans or things like that. That energy is shifting in August, okay? And I think it's shifting to your advantage in August. Okay, so I think that there could be some financial means made at that point in time, but I do see what Aphrodite sees. I don't know that it's going to be for this semester. I think it's going to be for the beginning of January and starting at that point in time. I really do. The energy is really pointing to that. And, yes, I think it's great about your education, and I think it is going to go in the right direction. But you have to be noticed by the right people as far as grants and loans are concerned. I would be utilizing my time right now looking at those, especially with this Mercury retrograde, looking at different creative grants and loans that are out there for you, okay? So I would be pursuing that and doing some research on that if I were you, okay? And as far as your work is concerned, real quickly, I just want to say I know you're over your work and I know it's challenging, but you still have time left there.
How long?
Now I'll hand it over to Aphrodite.
Now, is your degree also going to be in medicine, Melvin?
No, ma'am. It's I'm a middle grade education. I'm a football coach, and I want to get back into coaching and teaching.
Beautiful. Okay, beautiful. I like that better for you too.
Absolutely.
I know you don't like the politics where you are right now, but you're kind of stuck, and you're stuck at least until November. And I don't think that things are going to necessarily get better. I think the only thing that you can change right now is the way you're dealing with it, you know. And I know you've been, you know, you're a Virgo. You try very hard to do whatever you need to do to get through. But I do see you having some personal support, either with a very, very close relationship or with family. I feel you do have some support at this time that's helping you to get through this period. But for some reason, I just don't see you abdicating the job until you're very certain that you're going back to school is assured. I feel you're going to hang in there, and as Jacqueline pointed out, it's going to be a bit tough, but maybe mid to late November you can make a shift there, okay? But I really see you kind of holding on for right now.
Right. Do you see a promotion on my job?
I don't know, because it seems like they're trying to do some restructuring there. You know, Pluto is retrograde right now in Capricorn until the 18th of September. And because of that, there's some restructuring that's going on. It's in your 10th house of your career, so it is happening, and it probably directly does affect you. But I still think that for right now, I would just do everything the way that you always try and do everything, to the best of your ability, and let the chips fall where they may. It's almost, I hate to say this, but it's an exercise in patience and fortitude until you can see your way clear to move in the direction back to coaching. So it's kind of like a test. I hate to say it that way because people are always like, you know, balk when you say that. But it is kind of a test of your patience and perseverance here. But I know you. You have a lot of nice energy in Earth, and you can do this. You can make this happen.
Oh, yeah.
And just try and draw upon those people that do support you right now when you start to feel kind of low. Because you've been going kind of like in and out. Not so much really a depression, but it's kind of like this annoying state of melancholy you've been in. And I see it. But I think that that's why when you do have your time off, try and be around people that are positive right now. That'll help you get to get through it, all right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. You don't see any female coming into my life?
Oh, I see a female right on you. I actually see two.
Whoa. I was going to say that. That's funny.
Have I met them before?
I think they've been in your life, yeah, already. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yep. One's been around you for a while, and I feel that that person's been around you for a while, but they seem to be a little bit fickle, but they're still kind of like, you know, they really like you. And then the other person, to me, they seem like they're also trying to get ahead, and they're running into some stumbling blocks, okay? So they might be associated with the school. But both of them, I think, are people that you already know.
Is it Clooney? Is the girl that used to stay with me? Haven't heard from her since October.
Well, I think in some ways that's a blessing, love.
Yeah,
I mean,
in some ways I think that's a blessing, too, as well.
Yep.
Someone that's a blessing?
Well, there's actually two that can come forth as a blessing at this time. So keep your eyes open. I mean, with Mercury retrograde, I'm sure you're thinking about the girl from October because it's your time to think about that and process it because I think that you had some deep intentions, and you don't really understand exactly all what happened, but this is your time to think about it. But for this person to resurface, if they're going to resurface in your life, they're going to resurface before the 8th of August. And
whoa.
But I don't necessarily think it's the best thing for you, hon. So if I were you, I'd have some shields up.
Okay, yeah, with Clooney,
all
yeah.
Right, yep.
Yeah.
Look for the fresh people, the people that you know, that you're kind of familiar with, that because you were so caught up in the other girl, you didn't really notice them the way you should have. So there's really possibilities for romance around you. You just have to look at it.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I don't think you're looking. I think you're walking around with blinders on and you're not seeing what's available to you that's right in front of you.
Man, I'm sure. Well, I'm definitely not paying attention because I haven't met anyone.
Well, you'll see what we're talking about, and I think you're going to see pretty soon.
Okay. What will we meet?
All right. It could be over the next couple of weeks. The planets are moving in the right direction right now for you to connect with a couple of people over the next fortnight, which is a two-week period. So I think if I were you, I'd be very sociable and very friendly to everyone.
Okay.
Keep us posted,
all right.
Okay? All right.
I feel
God bless.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. What a sweetheart. The thing is, he's got reasonable people around him, and he's still thinking about the drama queen.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense to her, but it's just not a good mix. Sometimes I think I'm too ambitious for relationships, too. I can get real dramatic myself, you know, so I say that with all due humility. Anyway, well, we got a couple other people on hold. We're probably going to run out of time, but we're going to try and take as many people as we can. Let's go for it.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
And what's your name?
Kathy.
All right, Kathy. What can we do for you tonight?
Oh, I'd like to get a reading.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
12/13/53.
And do you know what time you were born?
No.
And what city were you born in?
No, I need the vital information.
I know, but it's not on my birth certificate.
All right.
What city were you born in?
Utica, New York.
Now, you can write to the clerk of courts and get your birth information. Usually they have it on microfilm.
Okay, I'll do that. And they probably do because of that area.
Just going to give us a more accurate read if we have a time for you.
I know. I'll do that.
And Utica is probably a good place. They were more progressive in New York at that day and age, and 53 is a fine time. I think that they would have it well established at the Hall of Records.
Okay.
What's your big question tonight?
I wanted to know where I'm going with my spiritual journey and where I'm going to retire.
Okay.
Have you thought about Florida?
Yes.
I'm betting you have a Pisces moon because all that day there was a Pisces moon. And that Pisces moon really is comfortable with being around the water and on the coast. And that's the reason why I said that.
Well, I live near the water now, but it's not in Florida.
But
where do you
Florida,
live now?
The state
Maryland.
Of Florida, the state of Florida has a Pisces sun to it.
And my husband wants to retire in Florida.
Yeah, I think that would be a nice thing for you to do.
Okay.
Not that you would stay there. I mean, I find you to be a traveling girl, so not that I feel that you would stay there, but that would be where you would lay your home.
Do you know how much longer I'll be working?
What do you do?
I'm an IT specialist for the government.
Oh, okay. Jeez. I'm surprised you're not retiring at the end of the year.
Well, I have another year to go.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
Saturn's
going
to be moving into Scorpio this year, but because it moves so slowly, it goes forwards and backwards, you know, I think when you go through your Saturn return, I think that's probably when you're going to decide to retire. And,
when is that?
Hold on.
About 2 years from now. Yeah, she's going to look and see closer to the exact date.
Yeah. So you're going to be planning it. You're going to be planning at the end of this year.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see you do it this year, to be honest with you. I just think it's more cosmically correct than if you wait too long. But at the same time, you know, again, most people want to stay working as long as they can, so they have a little bit of more of a nest egg when they actually do make that transitionary change. Okay. Now, because I don't have your time of birth, see, I could look at your part of dismissal and resignation and your time of retirement if I had a time of birth, because there's formulas that we can use when we have a time of birth that we can't use without the time, unfortunately, which is why we always try and get the time from people. But you're going through your Jupiter return this year, and when I set your chart up at dawn, which is what I do when we don't have a time, Jupiter is going to be entering into your eighth house in the solar chart, okay, next year. So if we look at when you have your Jupiter alignment with Uranus next year, let me just take a look at that. It might be the following year.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going to find it closer to the following year.
Yeah. Yep.
I have this new spiritual awakening. Do you have any idea what I'll be doing after I retire with it?
I'd love to see you writing or doing some kind of public speaking with it.
Because I'm not a writer.
No, but you're a talker.
I am.
Have somebody else transcribe it for you, honey.
What's that?
That's it. Have somebody else transcribe it for you. You can say the words. I didn't tell you to sit down at the computer and type it out, even though you're an IT tech. But conversations with you really work well. Again, that Jupiter in Gemini really is to your advantage. I believe it's opposing your sun at that point in time of your birth. If we had the exact time, it would be better, but I believe it to be that way. And so here again, I do say that you can talk it out. You can tell somebody else it, and they can take it and write it down like a ghostwriter type situation. And I think that would get it out, and I think that would be great. create
an audio CD.
Yeah, or create an audio CD. Alfred, that's another one.
Exactly.
So here again, I think your message needs to get out, and I think it will at that point in time.
Okay.
Who should,
I call? Who should I call when I have my time of birth so I can get a reading?
We would love that.
The County Hall of Records.
Okay. But I mean, who should I call? Which one?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Which one should I call for my chart? Once I get that information,
either one of us.
Okay.
You can reach Jacqueline at 772-286-2720, or you can reach me at 540-400-0110.
Okay.
Okay, because we're both out here every Saturday too. Just call us and say, "Hey, I'm ready." Maybe we can even read you together. That'd be fun. Because Jack and I have been working together for a long time. We can even read you together.
Okay. Thank you.
You have a great night.
Good
God
luck.
Bye
bye. Bye
bye.
That was a tough connection.
Oh, that was.
Wow.
That was. Yeah.
Well, according to this, my stream is gone, but there's one person that's been holding on for 40 minutes. Let's take them.
Okay.
Okay. Good evening. You're on the air. We're running over time, but I know you've been holding on a while, so we're going to go for it. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hello, Alfredette?
Yes.
It's Mel.
Hello?
Hello, it's Mel from Florida.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, great. I can't complain.
I just wanted to put in a quick call because I see this whole Mercury retrograde in Leo, and knowing it's my birthday next Wednesday, I just want to know what's going to be happening.
What's your birthday?
8164, born in Sydney, Australia, 9:30 p.m.
See how it's affecting you.
Yeehaw.
Oh.
Oh.
Looking good.
All good.
Well, this is
chart. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Well, you know, there's a lot of good things coming to you at this point in time that I think are really... What do you do for a living?
I do a few things. I'm a massage therapist. I'm also a self-employed for a company, running a bar, catering company.
She is an unbelievable personality. She is a gourmet cook. She is Miss sociable, everybody. Everybody loves her. She's just a really wonderful person, and she just, and you can see by her chart, too, you know, that it's all about food and drink and social energy, and she's also a good
businesswoman
in her own right.
Yeah, oh, she has great advantages as far as owning her own business is concerned. I think right now is a great time as far as that's concerned. Expect sudden changes. I think there's things that you've let go from the past that are going to come back to you this year. I really have to say that. Your birth this year is so close to the full moon in Aquarius. It's going to bring you out into the public like you wouldn't believe. You know, I really think this is a great time for you as far as working with people and dealing with people. I think you're really going to be getting a lot of advantages and surprises suddenly, unexpected.
greater visibility, some expansion going on here.
Yeah, absolutely. Expansion going on.
That's great. I feel like I'm on the verge of something. I'm not.
You are.
Exactly, you are. Yeah, I can. That's how I feel. I feel like something incredible is about to happen.
It is.
And
it is.
Again, you need this opportunity. This opportunity is going to bring you up over the top. So just ride the wave. And we'll talk soon so we can do a more detailed reading on you, my dear.
Okay, sounds great. Look forward to it.
All right. As always, I love you.
Love you so much. Take care. I think of you often.
You're welcome.
Send you wonderful wishes all the time.
You too. Love you. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, we're at the top of the hour now, so we probably should tell people where they can find us.
Okay. You can call me at 772-286-2720.
And you can reach me, Aphrodite, at 540-400-0110. Jack and I have been doing astrology for many, many years, and when we do a personal consultation, we record it for you. We do a lot of detail. We can look at many different facets of your life for you. And it's always very interesting how things that you're intuiting are coming up. You're feeling it like we are, but we can confirm that for you. A lot of times, plenty of my clients, they already kind of know things are afoot, and I help them to define it a little bit better, but they already can feel it rising within their spirit, which I just love that.
Oh, all the time that happens.
Yeah. Well, we'll be here next Saturday, and this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Good night.
Good night.